All right, so I'm going to talk a little bit about why I chose linguistics and my college choice. When I was 17 years old, that is, when I was a junior in high school, my family took me on a spring break trip to a few different colleges in California. So we visited UC Santa Cruz, UC Santa Barbara, UC San Diego, a couple others in Southern California, just to see what I would apply to. I fell in love with UC Santa Cruz, mostly for the reason that the campus is in the middle of a forest and it's close to the beach. It is a very, very beautiful place to live, Santa Cruz. It's a little bit of a, well, it's not a little, it's a very hippie city. Santa Cruz is known for being one of the most liberal kind of cities in probably in the country. And the college is very liberal. So I went to UC Santa Cruz and I lived basically in the middle of redwood tree forest, kind of. It's a huge campus, just very beautiful. It's easy to go on hikes, and you see deer and other wild animals. I did apply to 8 or 9 colleges. I think I was accepted to all of them. I even was accepted to UC Davis, which is where my father and sister went to school. But Santa Cruz was just so beautiful. I chose it just because of how I felt when I visited there. I chose linguistics because I had to take introduction courses, as part of my graduation requirement. So I took, for example, I took an introduction to biblical Hebrew. I took introduction to drugs. I took an evolution course. And one of the courses I took was an introduction to linguistics. And we studied syntax and semantics and a little bit of phonology. And I fell in love with it. And I declared my major when I was at the end of my sophomore year. And so my major was language studies. This means it's a mix of linguistics and language courses. So I took a lot of Spanish courses, and I took Spanish in high school, so I was familiar with Spanish. And I took Mandarin, a little bit of Mandarin. I'm not good at Mandarin at all. In addition to those, my linguistics courses were syntax, semantics, phonology, and I was particularly interested in phonology. One of my final papers was analyzing the diminutive suffix ito or ita in Spanish. Instead of Juan, you say Juanito, and the phonological aspect of how that works in Spanish. I forgot what I said, but I thought it was really interesting. And in addition to that, I took an introduction to teaching course, and I did not like it, because I realized in college that teachers are not well compensated for the work they do. Teachers are I think teaching is could be one of the more difficult jobs because there's so many things to think about. And so I even though I have family who are teachers, like my grandparents, and I think I've had some uncles and aunts who have taught, I immediately said, no, I'm not going to be a teacher. It's not worth it. So I stuck with linguistics and languages in UC Santa Cruz.